Aaron look yesterday?
Aaron looked good. We had a set number of reps for him to take in the unit period. That went well, and then he focused on the rehab part of it. So did everything as expected.
Will he do more Saturday? I know you are as a team, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to do more Saturday. We've basically taken a period or two out of Thursday's practice and put it in Saturday's. Yeah, look good. You know, same thing. Just in the portion of practice that you were in there for, it didn't get much more. The intensity didn't go much higher than that the rest of the way. So, I mean, he did everything. Jake Ryan did what he was supposed to do. Blake did more. So we'll see how he comes through today. And tomorrow will be a key for all those guys.
Think TJ might be able to get out
there this week? Or we're going to move him forward and see how he progresses. But it's TJ, JC, we're pushing more from Thursday to Saturday. So it'd be a big hurdle for them two to get over. But we'll see where they are tomorrow.
excuse me. When you start your game planning, where does blitz fall as far as, when you design? I think back, I was watching the Thanksgiving game, Colts and Steelers, and there's a whole bunch of untouched blitzers coming in against Tolzien, and I was thinking, that doesn't happen with you guys.
Are we talking offense or defense?
The offense, yeah. I mean, I just can't remember missed assignments being an issue for this year, really.
Well, normally, if you play on a Sunday, we come in on Monday, we correct the film as a staff, and we go through the corrections Monday after the workouts with the players. Then Monday night is is individual time for position coaches and for everybody just kind of work on their area. And then, frankly, our first meeting in game planning offensively is our protection meeting. We start there first with the pressures. So because obviously you want to make sure you're in touch with all the pressures before you do the run game and protection. So it's the first meeting we start with. Second meeting, you do the personnel and their basic fronts and so forth. But it's the first scheme that we look at just to make sure we're aware of all the potential issues in the run game and the protection. So that's always been our normal process.
I'm sure every team probably puts a lot of time into it. What stands up about what you guys do that's been so effective? Is there something?
Well, you got to give credit to the coaches and the players. I mean, we have a very sound teaching progression of it. And we do more than I would think most from a protection adjustment standpoint. We've actually trying to cut back because I think like anything in this game, when you're together for 11 years, you're tweaking things each year. You got to really watch that your volume doesn't get away from you. So we've actually the last couple of years have cut back and just gotten rid of some older adjustments that have been refined and so forth, and really the experience of our core, talking about our offensive line and Aaron. Aaron does a tremendous job in his work ethic, as far as the preparation and the amount of film that he watches, in just the way that he's on the same page, with our coaching staff. So it's not a matter of how we're going to take care of a pressure. It's really what's the best of, what's the best way to do it? Because we're very proactive with the answers that you have in those situations. But at the end of the day, it's about execution. I mean, this Houston Texans have they have a unique process to their pressure plan. But with that, they have some very talented players. And particularly if you're looking at the way a defense attacks a front, when you get into stunts and pressures with movement. But you have a penetrator and a looper pretty much in most of those schemes. And the way they get the penetration with their defensive ends is as good as that I've seen clearly this year. So this will be a big challenge for our tackles.
Similar question was posed to James Campen yesterday about blitz pickup and things like that. And James was pretty complimentary of Edgar Bennett and his role in identifying a lot of those pressures and then explaining it to the guys and showing it to them. Is that an example of just the coach needing to go through the tedious and maybe monotonous task of watching every single snap and writing down every pressure and then explaining it to the guys?
Absolutely. I mean, and Edgar's been doing that since, the running back coaching days. So that's been his assignment. So he's always been, you know, on top of that. You know, James Campen does a great job with that. You know, Tom Clemens, you know, Alex Van Pelt. So those guys that really that work and that particularly always talk about the core of your protection unit. It's your quarterback, your center guards, and backs. The guys in the middle have to make those decisions, you know, especially your guards, because you know, half the year your center has his head between his legs, you know, on the road, and with that your guards have to see it as clean as your center. So it's just keeping everybody on the same page.
Hey, Mike, Jordy was asked the other day about playing at home after being on the road for so long, and he said, you know, it's great to be home, but we might get booed more at home than we do on the road. I realize whatever the crowd reaction is, you put your head down and you do your job. But how important is it to get that home crowd behind you early on? Because there has been some negative reaction.
I mean, the home crowd, it's a home field advantage. You know what? You know, when you come, they talk about home field advantage. It's not just the fact you get to dress in your own locker room and play in front of your fans and so forth. But when the crowd's into the game, and you know, crowd noise is important. I mean, it's, you know, the game of football is done with a lot of communication. So if you can challenge the communication of the opponent, it's obviously an advantage to the home team. So, I mean, it's very important. So, you know, you want the crowd noise to be higher than ever. You know, it's a noon game and so forth. But, you know, we've been extremely successful at home. And the fact of the matter, when it's not, you know, you're not out in front, you know, sometimes it goes that way. So, but we can't really even get caught up in that. So, yes, I mean, you want your crowd to disrupt the opponent's communication as much as possible.
We talked to Dom yesterday. He was explaining some of the things that he thought went really well for the defense on Monday night. And one of the things he mentioned was that knowing how important a game it was for the season, that there were more reps for the veterans and the rotations were kind of shrunk a little bit, partly because of injury and also the importance of the game. Is there something to that over an NFL season, that as the games become more and more impactful, even as the rookies grow up, you still kind of tend to trend toward experience when dividing up reps during the game?
You have to. I mean, it's really, because at the end of the day, you know, you can't beat yourself. And you want everybody to be prepared, you know, at the ultimate level and so forth and so forth. But we've played a lot, you know, young players to this point. So with that, we've gained a lot of experience with those guys. But at the end of the day, you have to play your best players, and most importantly, at the key times. So we've had probably more than the norm where, you know, big plays against us were caused because of inexperience and not, you know, the details of what we need to do. So you factor all those things in when you game plan. But, you know, it's December football. So we're going to play the best players to win the game.